What about, say, an old person, maybe 95, who still can do her own cooking and can get around pretty well? Might say, well, I don't care how old she is, she's still mighty
spry.
Still mighty spry.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of any names that children use for another child who got scared easily?
Scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Or say a person who makes up his mind about something and just won't change his mind, regardless of whether he's right or wrong. You say he's mighty.
Bullheaded.
Bullheaded.
Yeah.
Or say when at the end of the day, after you've been working all day, you say you're very
tired.
If you're very, very tired, you say you're all
worn out.
What about somebody who kind of got overheated and then maybe chilled, so his eyes started watering and his nose started running? You'd say he caught a
cold.
And if it affected his voice, you might say that he's a little
hoarse.
Or if I do that, I've got a little
cough.
Or say somebody who can barely hear anything at all, you say he's about stone
deaf.
I heard people say deaf for that.
Yeah.
Stone deaf.
Yeah, stone deaf.
Or if you begin to work a lot in the hot sun, it's not long before you begin to
spark or sweat.
I had a woman talking to an Arkadelphia tell me that she heard from her grandmother say about that horses sweat, men perspire, and women glisten. You don't have to say women sweat. Well, what about, you know, these places that sometimes you get them on your skin, got a white spot right in the middle and kind of red around it? Kind of hurts, you know.
Right. Yeah.
You ever heard people call that a
boil? Yeah.
What do they call that white stuff inside?
Corruption.
Or say if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed in the leg, you take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
And if that place didn't heal cleanly, you might get this kind of white, flaky flesh form around it.
Yeah. Gangrene.
Yeah.
Proud flesh.
Or if I got a cut on my finger, maybe some of this brown liquid that I put on it to prevent infection.
How about?
Or what about this white, bitter tasting powder that people took for malaria?
Quinine. Yeah.
Ever had any of that?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it's nice. It's not so bad if you get capsules. Mm-hmm. A long time ago when we didn't have capsules, took that stuff from coffee.
What about say if a person died, have you ever heard any other way of expressing it other than just saying so-and-so died?
Yeah, he passed. Deceased. Lots of people will say that so-and-so passed.
Have you ever heard any cruder terms than that? I cannot say, well, that
dominoed.
What?
Dominoed.
Dominoed.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard them say, so-and-so dominoed. Gave up